Trail to high density residential by order of Catskill Town Board of Elizabeth Izzo Town Clerk.
Okay, open the meeting to public comment. Please state your name and address if you have anything to say. Anybody? Board? No.
Was the address on the property stated?
Say that again?
Rowan Jones, was the address on the property stated?
Tax map.
And Corey Road.
Okay.
There's no number, just the name.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion by Jared to close the public hearing, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Now we're going to go into our regular meeting. We have minutes from April 2nd, 17th, and 22nd to be approved.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolution 48-2024 to extend the deadline for the RFP reevaluation from May 8th to June 14th.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We received correspondence from DEC letter regarding private test wells at 55 Clarisco Road, Village of Catskill lead survey, email regarding EPA update of American Thermostat Superfund site, Green County resolution appointing members to the Green County Ambulance System Policy Group. Continuing business, adopt local law 2 of 2024, which is the rezoning. So with this, we have to go through seeker questions. Number one, does a proposed action only involve legislation adoption of a plan, local law, ordinance, administrative rule, or regulation? The answer is yes. So since the answer is yes, we have to go to part two. Will the proposed action create a material conflict? Oopsie. A material conflict when adopted with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation? No. Will the proposed action result in a change in use or intensity of land use? No. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of existing community? No. Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of critical environmental area, CEA? No. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway? No. Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy, and if it fails to incorporate reasonably average energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? No. Will the proposed action impact existing private public water supplies, public-private wastewater treatment utilities? No. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources? No. Will the proposed action result in adverse change to natural resources, wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, fauna? No. Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? No. Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? No. With the answer to all 11 questions in the seeker part two, no or small impact, I will entertain a motion to declare a negative declaration.
Make a motion to entertain negative declaration.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now I'll entertain a motion to approve the zoning change for parcel 212.00-2-5.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. All right. Time clocks. Kirsten and George have been emailing back and forth. I've filled the board in.
Are George's not Time Clock Plus?
They are.
So are the ones in Town Hall.
They are, yes. George has a different program for his ambulance folks.
Okay.
On top of Time Clock Plus.
Okay.
So our hardware is roughly 12 years old, Liz? Somewhere around that?
Longer than that.
Yeah. All right. So 12 to 14 years old. I would be okay with doing like a 3-year contract with them, and in the meantime, we can reach out to Time Clocks and get prices for new hardware. It'll give us time to plan for it, because it was rather expensive when we did it.
I think it was $45,000 original. I know we may want to look into, I know some payroll companies provide the hardware and they'll charge if you use them.
Yep.
So that might be something we look into too.
Yep. Kirsten suggested that. So the 3-year contract would give
it'll
us time
to keep us
to
a locked in price, which is good.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the escalated price, yeah, we don't want that.
No. So is everybody okay with a 3-year contract?
Have motion to allow the supervisor to sign a 3-year agreement with Time Clocks Plus.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Request from Palinville to Hamlet. This is good.
Yes, this is the money towards the concert series at the Griffin House.
Yep, so the Palinville to Hamlet is requesting $2,500 to fund a free concert that will initiate a summer-long series of Music in the Mountains performance in the concert yard of the Griffin House on June 1st. So we do similar with Hoka in the Village. They do Music in the Park. We sponsor them for $2,500. So I think it's nice that an organization out in the town is doing it and that we're able to help them.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So a big change this year for the town cleanup day. We have a cleanup day annually. It used to be at the quarter scale landfill. This year, we're not able to have it at the landfill because the bridge is closed. So we're going to have it at the transfer station on 385, the Greene County Transfer Station, on June 23rd. That's a Sunday. So the location has changed and the day has changed. We're going to try to publicize this as much as possible. I've got a big electronic sign that we're going to put at the landfill probably a week or two prior, just to start notifying people that the date and location will be different this year because of the bridge is closed.
You mean the retired landfill?
Yes, on Coursefield, yep. So the time will be 7:30 to 2:30. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, summer rec hires. There's, I know we hired Barb, but we have to hire her as recreation director. So I just need a motion to change her title. We'll do all these at once. And then recreation leader, which is Barb's assistant, will be Grace McCullough and Christopher Consul. Recreation assistant will be Jacob Devlin, Adam Consul, Joseph Consul, Nicholas Consul, Maya Weaver, Lori Liberty, Alea Shook, Alexi Gunther, Nathaniel Timmett, and Kelsey Lackey. So the recreation assistant is $18 an hour, the recreational leader is $20 an hour, and the recreation director is $27 an hour.
Most of the kids in that group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barb's worked with all of them. She interviewed all of them. Some of them are repeats from last year.
Would you still have to get CPR certified again, even though
We are going to do CPR and AED training, I think, in a week or two. Somebody in Palinville is certified to teach the appropriate class this year. So, motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. I'm abstaining. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. June 19th, it is now a holiday, and it also happens to be a meeting night. Does the board want to change it to the 18th, the Tuesday, or do we still want to have the meeting on the 19th?
Fine with either.
I'm fine with keeping it on the 19th.
Yeah.
I am as well.
Okay.
It's not a problem, right?
Okay. All right, so we'll keep it on the 19th, Liz.
I'll be working.
Yep. Shift supervisors for the ambulance. Did everybody get a chance to read over what
good
George?
Good choices.
Yep.
Yep.
So where are those names?
It's a send you an email chain about the policy.
Yep.
There
you go. Perfect.
So we have a memo from George June, who's our ambulance chief. After a lengthy interview and selection process, due to an unexpected level of interest in the positions, I am pleased to recommend the following ambulance service employees for appointment as shift supervisors: Sean Hotelling, James Fowles, Spencer Hotelling, and Joshua Matice. This is all following the collective bargaining agreement between the town and the ambulance. And we have the job description. I'm fine with the job description. It was agreed upon.
Is it clear that they're nothing working together on the same shift?
Yes, it is.
What happens if you run into a shortage? They might have to...
Well, the one will be the supervisor.
Right, and one's just going to be...
So the senior person then?
Yep.
Yeah. Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
That's a long time ago.
And uniform policy has been tabled to the next meeting. George is making a few tweaks on it. I think that was all.
Yeah, Ricky Kramer is.
Did I skip over that?
Well, it's on the second page.
Yeah, so we have, which is a good thing, we have a lot of interest in Ricky Kramer Field this year.
What's the American Legion with this one?
Yep, so the Sarbanes Babe Ruth is looking to use the Ricky Kramer Field, as well as the Coxsackie American Legion Post 166, as well as the Catskill High School. They're going to run a
summer clinic
for 1 week during the summertime. We don't have the dates for that yet, but we have dates for which one? Coxsackie gave us the dates for.
Coxsackie gave us their schedule.
So I think I'm okay with approving this. I love that the field is going to be used, as long as we're listed on the insurance policy as an additional, and we let the...
Which, did Coxsackie make that change that you pointed out?
Yeah, you mentioned that to them, right, Liz?
I did. It hasn't been received yet.
Okay.
Changed.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. It's better than just sitting idle with weeds growing.
Yeah, absolutely. And as soon as I get the dates from the school, I'll pass it along. Fabs, and I think most of these guys already work for the school, so they can work it out internally.
Yeah.
With Brian and Mr. Rivers.
Sorbies wants to use it from May to August 31st.
Yep. Yeah, they didn't give exact dates yet, though. Coxsackie did.
Yeah, they said they would work it out with...
Yep. They'll work around it. And Sorbies, what was it? There's 16 kids and 13 of them were for Catskill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is...
It's basically the modified baseball team is playing
Babe Ruth
as a team down there.
Because our league doesn't have
anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's exciting.
Okay. Motion to approve those three organizations.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
And then we have another request to use the Babe Ruth field on June 2nd for a memorial service. Looking at the dates that I was able to see, nothing is going to be a conflict.
It's during the day, too.
And it's during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be okay, but again, they would have to list us on an insurance policy.
Yeah. I think he mentioned being okay with doing that also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weather permitting, too, so they have an alternative location if the weather's bad.
Yeah, Kiskaton, yeah.
Motion to allow them to use it for a funeral event.
Motion by Jerry.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. That was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At this time, we're done with our official agenda. I will open it up to public comment. If you have anything to say, just stand up and say your name and address. Nothing? Board?
We made some progress. The door locks have been replaced at the ambulance building. Did we do the RFPs for a painting quote, Liz, yet? Or no? I'll get with you this week and we'll put that at an RFP for painting and sheetrock work. Mark's going to work along with you to get a schedule of when maybe we can pull the bushes out. And that's where we're at with that. And next meeting, we may be ready to go out for a bid for the new code vehicle.
Okay.
We have, with the purchase of the electric...
I saw that.
Items, we have hit our goal, so we're going to get the $60,000 grant towards the purchase of an electric vehicle for code.
That includes the charger.
Correct.
Yeah.
Installation?
No.
No.
Tried.
It's not too hard to... They got to hook a wire to the brick wall over there and we're good to go.
Yeah. No, that's good. Matt Kirsten and Savannah did a lot of work, and I condemn them.
The next tier is exciting, too, because the next tier, if we get to it, there's over $100,000 available.
Wow. Pretty good. Senior Center?
Go for it.
So, I'm looking at a banner probably 6 feet tall by 3 feet wide. And it's going to show our guidelines and rules for the senior center. So it starts out just as it does on our website. Welcome to the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center. We have the times. The times right now are listed as 9 to 2. I didn't know if we wanted to keep that or change that. Something we should think about or don't need to think about. It's up to you guys. And I, as we discussed just a few minutes ago, I'll change the smoking to 50 feet from the entrance, you know, a minimum of 50 feet from the entrance. I also added vaping to it because that seems to be a thing these days.
We can reach out to, what was that, the Smoke-Free Coalition that's around here? They'll make us up signs for free.
That we can post it.
Yep.
Okay. So I looked online for the price of banners, and it could be anywhere from like $70 to probably $100, but not more than that. And I'm looking at the thick vinyl with the grommets and extra threading so that it doesn't rip. And that's for that size.
Where do we want to display it?
I'm sorry?
Where did you want to hang it?
Right as you walk in the door.
So inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
I spoke with... the group of people who were there last week when I went up there, and they all thought that that was great because when you walk in, there it is in front of you. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering if, because I've also seen when you go in some of these places, the rules of conduct is just on a, like a steel sign.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's not as big as that, but even when you go to the doctor's office now, it has the Albany Med Code of Conduct when you walk through the door.
Yeah. We were thinking that the size with... And I'm going to speak to whichever company gives me the best price, I guess. They're going to, like, help me with it because I can't... I don't do graphic design.
Because I think we have an account at Mountain T-Shirts, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Round Top.
And Round Top and Screen.
Oh, okay, good. Then I'll just do that. What's Round Top called?
Round Top and Screen. That's where the highway gets the shirts and stuff.
And what was the other one that they're still here?
Mountain T-Shirts.
They're in Hudson now.
They're in Hudson now?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even know they were still open. Okay. The elementary, we did everything with them.
Oh, there's the other one.
Hodges.
The Hodges.
Hodges, which is just outside of Hudson.
And what's the one that makes all the stuff for this elementary school? This...
Oh, he's
he
my
made
neighbor.
Your shirts for the campaign.
Hayden.
Oh, Mark Hayden.
From Catskill?
Mm-hmm, yep. Yeah, it was right behind me.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, and I also passed out to the group who was there when I was there, which were a substantial amount of people. How many do you think? I didn't count, but when you
came back? Oh, probably 25.
Yeah, probably look at least 25. So they signed the liability form that Ted had put together for us, and I left others up there for people who weren't there that day to sign. I went up yesterday to pick them up, but they were gone already. So the place was locked. So I'll go, hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to get up there. I couldn't today. But that's about it. Everybody seems very happy to have the rules and guidelines posted though. There, and everybody I spoke to there, we had a nice conversation. I'm not sure the people who I needed to speak to were there when I was there, but I'll be back there either tomorrow or on Thursday.
Okay. So. On the senior center, Jamie Story resigned 2 weeks ago. I'd like to thank her for her years of service up there. She really brought life to the seniors over the time that she was there, and she'll be greatly missed. Do we want to advertise for somebody to be there?
So, different communities have different approaches to this.
Mm-hmm.
Athens and Coxsackie do not staff their centers. They provide a building for the seniors to use, and then the seniors handle what they do in there, like play games, stuff like that.
Right.
So it's 50-50 on that. The county has it staffed for 3 hours a day, I think, for Meals on Wheels.
Right. Penny's responsible for the cafeteria.
Kitchen, yeah. So there, you know, there are people in the building as far as it wouldn't just be there empty. So I don't know if we want to entertain having a go without.
In the other communities, Jared, do the seniors who are there, do they arrange for the people who volunteer to come in and do things with them? Like,
they all have their own little, like the Athens one is pretty much run by a senior organization, which generally I would shy away from. It's there for everyone, our senior center, so everyone's able to use it. In the past, I mean, we've had, you know, I don't want to call it a cruise director, but I don't know if it's really the taxpayer's responsibility to pay an activities director, whereas we provide a safe, welcoming building for them with all the tools necessary to enjoy their afternoons or days. I don't know how much farther we take it as far as having to provide an activity director.
But how about just an employee there as a liability to be there as our eyes and ears?
We have the covered cameras.
True. What do we do?
We can certainly float with it the way it is right now.
See
how it goes. And if it comes to the point where we feel that we have to have somebody up there, then we'll post for the position again.
Okay.
I think we were so used to having Michael for so long,
mm-hmm,
that when we didn't have Michael anymore, it felt like, and it was a huge hole, and Jamie did a remarkable job. Mm-hmm. So, but let's see how it goes then.
Okay.
I mean, she did an amazing job, and so did Michael. And so they've created some very big shoes, and I don't know if the expectations, I would actually almost like to survey the seniors to see what they want. The big issue up there sometimes is the ability for the groups to get along.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah.
You were an elementary school teacher, so you're familiar with it. So, you know, it's an interesting conundrum, but we do provide a phenomenal facility. We provide all the tools necessary for them to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The worries I have is now is we have no one up there trained how to use the Promethean board.
Exactly, yeah.
We have a 501c3 there now?
I don't know if they actually got their...
Whatever. Did they ever establish that list?
The Friends of the
Friends
Senior
of the Senior Center?
Yes.
Okay.
So they did.
Yeah.
So they have their own governing board, so they don't need us involved with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Good.
All right. Let's see how it goes. Keep an eye for the next couple of weeks and touch with the seniors.
What do we want to do about unlocking and locking?
Penny's been doing that, and then Vicky's been locking up at night.
Okay.
Or at 1:30, they've been leaving.
Yeah, I know. I used to empty out before the closing time.
Yeah.
What time is the last county bus?
1:30.
Yeah, 7.
I was there at 10 after 1 yesterday, and it was locked up tight. Nobody was there. And I was actually, as I was coming down Thompson Street and turning onto Main Street, the bus was coming up Main Street and turning onto Thompson.
Yeah.
But we won't be there to pick up.
Okay.
So.
I've got one last thing. Trees in the cemetery. I've been approached by Pat and Dale about purchasing more trees for the cemetery. Last year we did 7 for $1,500. Pat's asking for $2,000 this year to plant more trees with the help of Mark and crew. And Joel Du Bois has offered to help plant as well. So we can use
soil water expert.
Yep.
Are they removing any, or?
We've removed a lot of trees.
So
more trees need to come down. These are being planted to replace the ones.
Perfect.
We're planting a more conducive species that shouldn't die in 10 years and rot and become a hazard. There are a lot of dead trees up there.
Yep, we're working on it. I was talking with Sean, we'll need the help of, the county doesn't do trees anymore, so we'll have to use the contractor that the county has to bid with. Work with them.
I mean, some of them will be no problem for us to cut down.
For us, right.
There's the ones that are near, some of them like are right on the stones.
Yeah.
And that would be the problem.
Yes. So for this, we can use ARPA funds, as we did last year, to pay for the trees. If that's what the board wants to do, $2,000 of ARPA funds.
Yeah. Motion to spend $2,000 on additional trees for the cemetery.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye. Then I really like the idea of posting on the town website an application and a fee.
Yes,
for memorial trees.
Yep. Are we okay with, like they did on Main Street, they can hang the plaques in the trees?
Yes.
I think that's the easiest solution instead of having something on the ground and the guys have to weep whack around that.
Yeah, and then you can't lag it to the tree because the tree grows, right. So just hang it in the tree.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the person sponsoring it. Pay for the plaque, and then sponsor the tree.
Yeah.
And cover the cost of planting.
Right. Okay. Anything else? One more time. Nope. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
The Rangers game.
Yeah, Rangers.
One last